Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss Carolyn's snapback tackle, why you never arrive early to a wedding, and my new offspring. Now play the music, baby. There's no pressure, by the way.
No, the
pressure for what?
Exactly.
Exactly.
There rarely ever is.
The pressure is in your own head.
And the pressure is in my bladder.
Well, you should have... You have ample time to pee before we start casting.
So, I understand that, but I didn't realize that I had to pee until he just said that just now, and it made me go, oh, yeah, you know what? I gotta pee, because I got something pushing on my bladder.
When's the last time you went to see a Mets game in Flushing, Queens?
Ooh.
Hey, do you remember that album that I like, Purple Rain?
Okay, guys. Don't go chasing waterfalls, I get it, right?
TLC would be a better
stick
one.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. See, that's three right there that you could have just thrown right in there.
A lot of water
And you
bodies.
Guys wouldn't have had to go through all that effort to bring up the other stuff.
I gotta say, you look better. You look good.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Rocking a large t-shirt. May fit me a little snug, but it's not too snug. It's not uncomfortably snug, but it is down a full shirt size.
That's your Pink Floyd tribute band, right? Uncomfortably Snug.
Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Are we recording?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, now it started. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli, size large, pasa. Ladies and gentlemen. To his right, the Seltzer King. Well, one of the Seltzer Kings, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
I am producer Jeremy. How are you, gents?
Good, good.
I'm all right.
Down a whole shirt size, Danny Tamborelli. You guys, I hope you're as proud of him as we are. Mike made the comment as soon as we walked in the door today that...
Oh, yeah, I'm busting my buttons. Proud of Dan.
Well, bust my buttons. That's a horse of a different color.
My chest is beaming with pride.
Oh, man. I mean,
it's not the only part of me that's beaming with pride.
Well...
That's the only part we can talk about on the radio.
Oh, boy. Well, I had three weddings in a week in 8 days, which is pretty rough.
For the listener, Dan looks good having done three weddings in a week. I'm sure they weren't quinoa weddings.
No, they were not quinoa weddings.
How was cocktail hour?
Cocktail hour was just fine.
You and Caitlin, all of these weddings?
Yes, Caitlin and I were at all of these weddings.
Go ahead.
And the first one was in Maryland. And then
crab cakes?
Yeah, I had crab cakes. Damn, Skippy, I did. They were pretty. Actually, you know what? To be honest... They were kind of crappy.
Okay,
moving on.
Next wedding.
Oh, next wedding was a week later in Philadelphia.
Do you have the cream cheese?
No, there was no cream cheese.
No cream cheese at the wedding?
No, there was Philly cheesesteaks.
Whoa, sliders?
No, just kidding.
Was there a Philly cheesesteak truck at the wedding?
Oh, no.
But it was at like a garden center. They like rented out this like garden center in the middle of like North Philly, and it was really weird because it was like. This little, like, beautiful oasis.
How many hoes did Caitlin catch you talking to?
Oh, man, so many hoes. It's not funny, man. I did have to do a lot of legwork, though, because I got there, and it's
and they needed you to move the compost.
It was one of Kate's best friends, and their caterer hadn't shown up on time, and they were trying to move.
We need to braise
all of the
1,000
alcohol.
Lettuce leaves.
Yeah, I had to like take off my suit and like be in my V-neck. Like guinea tea running around with a cart that they usually just, you know, move like soil and stuff with. And just pounded it up with alcohol.
Yeah. BA should have pulled up with the van at that point and you should have loaded him up and rode out to California.
Yeah, I should have said, see you later. All this really good, like specific local Philly beer. So I'm sure they don't get the distribution in California, so they could pay primo bucks for that.
Yeah, and then their baseball and football teams will start sucking as soon as they drink the beer.
Why did you have to help with this?
Because I got there. I got there early.
Oh, you were early.
Yeah. I got
let
there
it be
early.
Alert, let it yeah, be a lesson.
Yeah, don't show up early to wedding.
Never go anywhere
unless
early.
You want to help out.
No, one time he breaks his rule.
Maybe you have the love in your heart.
I did pull a right after that. I was so sweaty. I was like dripping wet sweat, and because it was really hot. It was hot out, and I was moving a lot of stuff.
Where's,
and I had
this, uncomfortable, where's the story going?
The story's going that because it's also one of these like outdoor things. They had like an outside refrigerator or freezer. So I pulled the old scientific roll up my sleeves and put my wrists on the cold freezer.
Down.
Instant cool down.
Why didn't you just get high on the walk-in box?
It was no
walk-in. Probably apples.
Going back to your bagel store. You said it was an outdoor freezer.
Yeah, it was an outdoor freezer. Like, it was like an... like a freezer that was outside. You know what
was
I mean?
It was like
it had delicious ice cream pops or something. Maybe delicious.
That's a cut too. That's a cut too. Yeah. You know,
I cooled down just putting my wrist. No, it actually cooled down because I ate six of them.
Cut to the pile of ice cream melting. They open up the freezer and dance inside like, so comforting. Okay, third wedding.
Third wedding was the next day. So I ended up not like,
drinking,
imbibing, and had to drive all the way back to Jersey. Otherwise, I would have had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and drive from Philadelphia to New Paltz.
Did you have Jersey Devils?
The third wedding was a Sunday in New Paltz at Mohonk Mountain, which is really, really like snooty old school and awesome. And I was in the wedding, so I like was forced to like be dressed up and ready to go and pull out of the car and took pictures and then had the wedding. And then I was really tired. And
how does Caitlin feel about you being married?
Oh, I'm not.
You're all right with that?
With who being
I think
married?
They must have worked. You. Well, you were in the wedding.
Yeah, you were in the wedding.
Yeah, in the party. You know, there's a wedding party.
That's
a wedding. So when you get married, you have...
Where the party's at? I've already been married, so... Let me tell you a little something. You'll understand when you get married. Mm. Also, you'll understand when you have a kid.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that...
Speaking of children. Nice segue.
Congratulations, Mike. You are a new papa. We are so happy for you.
Thank you.
Papa Morona.
Gerard Byron Turner Morona. If he wants to disavow me, he can be G. Byron Turner and write like seditious treatises about the government.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
It does sound like a Game of Thrones name.
It's a little Game of Thrones, but
well, we do call him the dragon.
Can you explain?
Well, the kid is like very wide-eyed, so heavy lids, so just like one will slide open, like
right, check things out,
yeah, like the dragon. Yeah, he's also the dragon slayer, so he's like he's both. He's kind of an Ouroboros.
Well, not yet.
So it's really in a very appropriate name. That. All around the nickname and birth name.
Yes, he was a 9-pound hammer coming out. There's another nickname for him, the 9-pound hammer.
Lots of them. Yeah, I think I would have to write all these down.
Did you, was the baby born in the apartment or did you have to go to the hospital?
Oh, no, we had a labor adventure.
You had a labor adventure.
I mean, after we did that thing with Hari that we can't talk about.
Oh, yeah. The thing that didn't happen where I found out that you had gone, not you, but your wife had gone into labor.
Yeah, after we did that thing with Hari, I was thinking I would go home and. The wife was in labor, so I wasn't going to make the live show later that the Danny and Mike live show at Le Poisson Rouge later that night. For the listener, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's because it hasn't come out yet,
and it will actually never come out because
severe.
This is what happens when you're like, oh, the show must go on. I know. Oh man, Mike's going to have a kid. We should still do the podcast.
What happened was, so everyone was there. We were having a fucking great time. I'm just assuming because I heard, and then Jeremy didn't press record.
I didn't take the lens cap off.
And then he went to press stop at the end, and then he just pressed record.
Right, so we got thank you very much.
Yeah, it starts with thank you very much and clapping.
Right. Which I guess we could release.
You know, I don't think that's what happened really. But
there was smoking, and
our buddy Mark Seaman was supposed to fill in for you, and he did a good job. He was a pretty solid fact checker.
What do you mean he was supposed to?
Well, he was supposed to, and he did, I guess. Yeah. That was worded a little weird, but
yeah. Sounds like someone's got a case of the sposedas.
He represented you quite well. I wish we had some sort of record.
Mark.
Yes, but he stepped in and was a champion with some deep track.
Yeah, some deep track.
And Luke. knowledge.
You weren't there, and I still managed to make a really
fat joke on yourself, right?
Several, several. You've got me. You've got me by the head game.
There in spirit, living rent free. The Michael C. Marona story.
So back to the. I mean, because when that you she must have went into labor. I mean, earlier that day,
like
right?
A few,
so
then, like several times.
Really?
Yeah, that whole week was.
So then you were just on. Because it was weird, because then I didn't hear anything.
The technical term is tenterhooks. I was on tenterhooks.
Okay.
Or eggshells, whatever you
like.
Yeah,
I think that's more widely.
But, you know, she was laboring for a while. Yeah. And then Saturday night, we had the baby.
The baby.
Yeah. I was like, what an alien. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like fucking. Thierry Henry had a kid with the Predator. No, the alien. The alien in Alien Predator. That's how weird this kid's head looked.
Oh, I think that's just how it... I mean...
I think most of them look like that when they come out.
Yeah.
Danny and I prep by watching... we talked about this at the live thing, but...
You watched the thing?
No, but we prep by watching live births on YouTube, which... Don't.
It's not a good idea.
Anybody.
It was not a good idea.
Yeah.
And some of it was home. There was. We watched in the hospital. We watched home births.
Sure. I mean, I went to work and I brought home a tarp and a baguette from the
props for some towels
from the Expendables from work.
Caution tape.
Where did you get the kiddie pool from?
Adele ordered that because she's going to rent it out after this. Like a boss.
Quick rinse.
Like a boss. No, they have disposable covers. I asked about.
Oh,
that.
Great.
But I made sure to.
No,
to,
we put you put it in the dishwasher on high.
I furnished some of the birth kit from Blue Bloods from CBS production. Thank you very much.
Adele, do you need a refreshment? Would you like sparkling? Yeah, non-sparkling? Exactly. They're miniature bottles, but you know.
Gluten-free? You just have two of them. It's just as much.
This guy in craft service is awesome today. He got us La Croix.
Who? Oh, you're getting
La Croix.
Yeah. Except I'm not from LA, and I'm not scum, so I'm not turned on by the prospect of La Croix. There's a La Croix building
in my
neighborhood.
We like polar.
Around these parts, we like polar. There's a La Croix building in my neighborhood with the Whole Foods.
Mm, oh, yeah. How's that going on?
I just went in briefly. I have not shopped.
Is it nice?
Sure. If you like underground caverns of commerce, sure. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Whether it's like a basement first floor?
Second floor, third floor? I'm not sure. It's big. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, you like food. I like food. Let's just go get some healthy food wherever. I don't think we have to go to the temple of excellence.
I spoke about this before. The Whole Foods on tour saved my diet, saved my eating habits.
And look at us now in a large. Look at us now.
we're getting paper.
No, it's fine.
We're getting paper.
That much paper.
No.
So I did get a bad case of jock itch.
Are we going to do some comic book conventions this year, Dan?
I don't know. Are we?
I think we're going to go out to a couple. Right? No, I'm saying in the next couple this month.
We're doing. I don't know about any of that. I know about December 9, 10, and 11 that we'll be in Miami for Paradise.
Fort Lauderdale,
beautiful Miami.
Oh, it's Miami.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I thought it was Tampa.
Close.
It's not Tampa.
No, it's not Cigar City.
No, it's not Ybor City. That place is fun, though.
Don't tell my family.
We learn a lot doing children's television in Florida, like the good strip clubs to go to in Tampa, in Ybor City.
Oh, is that that's the joke? Is that there's
is this back to Keenan Never Dies? What did you learn in Florida? What'd you learn? That was in California.
There is a spot that I've always wanted to visit near Miami, between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, I guess.
Los Everglades? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's called the Coral Castle. Have you ever heard of this? Back in the 40s, I think, this guy built an entire castle made of coral, and somehow or another, he said he unlocked the secrets of the pyramids, and he would lift these huge 1,000-pound chunks of coral into place by himself at night. Nobody would ever see him do it.
Turned out...
The thought is that he used magnetics somehow or another to like levitate them into place. I mean, he has a 3,000-pound piece as a door on a pivot on a pin that you can push with your hand and spin. I think it's broke now, but anyway,
fact checkers, back us up on this.
He was a scorned lover, and he made this for this
spurned.
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 Scorned.
Scorned. Scorned is like many people were like, boo. Spurned is like this one woman is like, I don't want you no more.
Spurned lover, and he spent his life basically making this castle for her, and then it didn't work out.
Oh, man. So he died. Imagine you spent all that time and effort.
It's amazing, though. You should go check it out, the Coral Castle.
This is why the 15-year bowerbird went extinct.
What?
They build the nest for like 15 years, and then if they don't find a girlfriend,
then that's it.
Well, the lifespan is not that long.
I'm on the life path it's of kind a bower bird.
They also called it. It's also called the M&M bird because you only get one shot in a lifetime. Yeah.
That's become Michigan State bird.
Oh, Lord.
The bower bird,
The Spartan bird.
Oh, Michigan Spartans! I see what you did there. We don't really follow a lot of
Michigan State, Michigan Wolverines.
Yes,
get
I know.
It.
I
don't
know.
Get it, Kurt.
Trust me,
don't
I know all about that. Did I ever tell that story about my aunt?
I never heard of you. I didn't know you had one.
No, my aunt Carolyn. So my aunt Carolyn is a huge. No, everyone on my mom's side of the family
is Catholic.
Except for my mom,
is Catholic.
Yes, they are, and they all went to Notre Dame. And so I once was at a family party wearing a Michigan Wolverines hat.
Because that's what you did in 1994.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was like, "Oh, this is cool."
You probably sprayed cologne in the headband before.
I ripped like the front of the brim just so it was like
ragged.
Yeah, to make it ragged and framed.
You aged it.
I aged it. Yeah, I was aging it, and I guess Notre Dame. And this is totally. I don't know everyone
because they were playing.
They
were playing.
I don't fucking care. Yeah, they were playing each other, and the Wolverines beat. Oh. Notre Dame.
See, I can see your aunt's perspective right there. Right there, you being there with the hat on was the worst.
Yeah, it was
move
a real.
Ever.
Yeah, it was a bad move. I'll admit it. But you know, me in my baggy, probably corduroy shorts and a Rage Against the Machine gasoline button-up tee.
Don't forget a haze of illicit drugs around your upper.
No. I was too young. I was like 12 or 13. The illicit drugs hadn't really. I hadn't gotten there yet. I was thinking about them, but I hadn't done them.
They were still catching up with the body hair, and you were sneaking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. And she told me to take off the hat, and I told her no.
Oh,
and I was like, why? She's no, you take off that hat. You know, this is a family party. Like, I can't believe you're wearing this hat.
Wow.
I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, who cares? I don't even care about them. I'm just wearing. I went on this whole tirade of like, it doesn't matter. Like,
Crisscross wore it, so why can't I wear it?
It's not my team. I don't care. She's like, well, you got to take it off. And I said, I'm not going to take it off. And I walked outside, and she followed me outside. And this is at my cousin's, and they have this like drop off backyard with like a solid hill that goes down. So I'm just sort of walking. Out like I said my point and I'm out and I hear the door close behind me and I turn around
and you and step
aunt,
off the
my aunt is running full speed linebacker style right at me and I like and she's a big late you know I love you Aunt Carolyn you but she's like she's got pounds on me like she and she's a big tough lady
so she's coming at you
so she's coming at me and I start running and I don't make it and she knocks me down the hill
yes
we literally roll down the hill together like cuckoo. She grabs my hat, grabs the because it was a snapback, and rips the plastic right off the hat and throws it down.
I love this woman.
Oh, she's gotten me a couple times. Once during graduation, I think my high school graduation, I did something to her, and she threw me in the pool.
That was callback, though. She did 15 yards for a horse collar. That was not illegal. That turned out not to be a legal tackle.
Totally, but the sporting gear was still... Still ripped.
Hell yeah.
What's the equivalent of a horse collar for a snapback grab?
Horse collar on a
you
snapback
have to go,
grab.
You have a 15% discount at Modell's from Miami.
Yeah, for life.
Oh, gosh.
Anything but a Michigan hat.
Hey, I like your aunt's passion. That's what I'm going to say about
serious,
that.
Serious passion.
I've gotten this... I've gotten this real kinship with the crossing guards by me in Greenpoint.
Uh-huh.
One of them I just talk to all the time because she's on my block. And then the other one, we started talking about baseball and it just went from there. She was like, I talked to her before the wild card game and she was like, I'm going to need my fucking Tums for that one. And she just kept going. We were talking more today and she just kept going.
Oh,
on,
I was
going to
say, I'm glad that you know that she's still alive after watching the game.
Yeah, no, I would have noticed. Tums. I would have noticed. But yeah, she was disappointed in the game. She's rooting for the Cubs. Everyone wants to put the Giants in the ground. We talked about various things and it was great to see somebody talk about a subject that they care about. Just that passion.
Yeah.
Just that passion. It's not
but like real passion, not, not stupid political passion.
And every time we're getting sucked in, she's like, oh, hold on. And she helps a stroller and a, and a woman with a young kid get across the street.
Right.
You know, she's looking out for the moms and stuff. And this is McGinnis Boulevard. This is not like a small, not a small country lane.
It's not, that's not a tiny thoroughfare. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I just felt bad every time I was distracting her. But we were getting into it in baseball. We really were.
Have you ever been to a sporting event that you wore the other team's? I mean, because I live here, I'm a fan of the Bengals, I'm a fan of the Reds.
Oh, you're saying like out of town?
I go to Yankee Stadium when the Mets play the Yankees with Mets gear on.
Right.
Yeah, but we remember what happened to your car. It was covered with spittle.
Oh my God, I forgot about that until just now.
You talked about it on the pod. I loved it. That was a great story.
Did I talk about
that? Yes. And I like, but I like to think about
what a piece of shit those guys were.
Can we go back to your Aunt Carolyn tackling you?
Sure.
I love
She's tackled me a couple times, man.
God, I love it. Did you do Pop Warner?
No, I didn't do Pop Warner. Most recently, cause she's been known to throw me in the pool. She was over at my parents' house for some Sunday dinner and I was there and
I wasn't dressed.
I had been in the pool and she didn't go in. And
you never expect it from somebody.
Well, it was amazing too because I was like swimming and I saw that she was like real close to the pool and I was just my wheels are going in my head. I'm like, oh, you're gonna get it. You're fucking gonna get it so bad. So I get out of the pool.
You circle around behind.
And she sees me and I do exactly that. I walk like up the back stairs onto the porch. And then she like sort of turns around and then I sneak back down around. She didn't turn around
yet. Keep her back, right.
Oh man. And I threw her in so hard. And it was like a week before we were all going on vacation. My whole mom's side of the family. We all go to Hilton Head for a week.
SC. For the listener, that's in SC.
We still have SC.
We still have South Carolina. Well, I mean, after the flooding.
Oh, it's bad there. Yeah, anyway.
So I thought that I was going to get it real bad.
On vacation,
because that's what she swore.
The whole time she was just like,
hey. Oh, yeah. What did you say? Tepid? What?
Tenterhooks.
I was on tenterhooks.
Tenterhooks.
Because I was convinced I was going to get it, but I didn't. I only unleashed more fury late night at a bar where we had drank a little too much for my cousin's birthday, and I ended up throwing a plastic gin and soda in the air when the local band was playing Green Day songs, and the bass player couldn't play the right note. He couldn't play the right bass line to Basket Case, and it was driving me nuts. And I kept giving him the finger, and he thought I was being super punk rock. I'm like, I'm not being punk rock. I'm
you
saying,
suck.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you suck.
Get the fucking bass line right.
But that'd be great if you'd be like, okay, Mr. Heckler, you think you're so good. Why don't you come on up here and
I would have loved to.
And then I would have just played the bass line and been like,
you moron. Would you want me to play something else?
Cut to later in the parking lot where he's spitting on your car.
My cousin had a great birthday. Everyone had a great time. And my rental car got coated with saliva.
Bass player's saliva.
No, we had
We walked
to the bar. We were being responsible.
Oh, so I was allowed to
throw a gin and soda, which hit my underage cousin who had snuck into the bar and who probably told his mom, who is my aunt,
who tackled me.
Yeah.
Remember that time you ripped my snapback?
Remember that time you ripped my snapback?
Now your son is covered in 7-7.
I love that hat. That was a great hat.
And saliva.
Actually, you know what I did? I didn't lose that battle with the hat. Because I electrical taped that plastic right back together.
Because you could get away with that back in 1994.
Yeah, snapbacks you could do that.
You could definitely.
Even, like a even a Band-Aid people did.
Yep. Yeah.
One of the first fitteds that I really had that I liked was from my dad. It was a black Baltimore Orioles cap. A fitted, which was uncommon for me. And the front of it, like I just creased up till it died. And like it was fraying. Yeah. And then I probably set it on fire. And towards the end, I had it
for extra effect. Michael Morona sets his hats on fire.
Towards the end, I had the because the stuff in the front had cracked. I had the two halves of the bill head together with a safety pin. and then I misplaced the hat somewhere. I missed that hat. If anybody finds a really old Baltimore Orioles,
it'd be something. We get up in heaven and we find all of our old shirts and all of our old hats.
Oh, a couple good ones. I'm like, where the hell did they go?
Oh, my big black T-shirt, my Snapple abortions T-shirt. All the T-shirts my mom edited out of my collection when she was doing my laundry.
I had this white T-shirt that I wore forever that was just plain on the front, but on the back it said, the 1994 Chrysler Concorde was the worst car ever made. And I saw it in a thrift store, and I was like, somebody cares this much about
like the iron
their
letters?
Hatred. Yes.
Yeah.
Then I was like, ah, and I wore it for like 7 or 8 years. I stained it up and I don't know what happened to it. Actually, I think it was worn in the Man Boobs comedy first pilot that when we're all sitting there, I think it got destroyed in blood.
Well, at least it went out well.
It went out in a blaze of glory, yeah.
For of course, sure. We never see your back in that sketch, so.
Yeah, no, really. That was really stupid.
A bit moot.
Right.
Okay. But we know it's there.
Okay, guys.
Deep cuts.
Yeah, it was deep
That cut. Is a deep cut. That was a very deep cut.
First cut is the deep cut.
Nope.
You see, I didn't know that that was a Cat Stevens song. I heard the, like...
First cut is the deepest.
I heard the
like, see that
the
that's
version.
A good that's a that's well, it. Come on.
I heard the Norma Desmond version first. I didn't know that. I didn't know the Cat Stevens version.
Yeah,
depends on your version of good. I guess if your expectations are low, that was great.
La 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 la. La, la, la,
you see,
la,
I heard.
La,
okay,
la, la, la,
I heard the Maxi Priest version. I heard the Maxi Priest version first before I ever heard the Cat Stevens.
God, Maxi
My
Priest.
My parents did not listen to Cat Stevens.
Maxi
That's
Priest
all.
Is the worst kind of reggae there is.
Why?
It's just like in terms.
Go try
of
and
like,
say that. Go try and say that out in your neighborhood.
No, I know, but it's even still. I bet the old heads would know, and they'd be like, "No, man, Burning Spear is where it's at. Maxi Priest can suck it."
What about who sang Red Red Wine?
UB40.
Yeah, I mean, it can get worse.
Speaking of that, it's funny that yesterday was that, Columbus Day, guys. Are we going to make fun of Christopher Columbus?
What has that got to do with UB40?
Well, no, it has to do with Burning Spear because he has a great song called Christopher Columbus to which the chorus goes, Christopher Columbus is a damn blasted liar. And it's true.
Oh, because he said he discovered America.
I went to Sevilla and I went to where he's supposedly buried and I took a picture, giving him the middle finger because he's a piece of crap. I don't care if the Italians love him so much. Knights of Columbus, I don't care. That's not in my blood. I'm Sicilian.
Getting pretty angry.
I don't know why I had to go off on a rant like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. For the listener, we will include a photograph of the Pomodoro with headphones on over here between us.
Getting all angry.
When he rages.
Getting
when his
all
rage,
angry.
When his rage level goes
well,
above 20.
Well, they don't
20.
Think because, well, it's like historians won't believe that Africans got to the Caribbean and Americas before he was there.
Who? Columbus?
Yeah.
What does
the West
he know?
Indies.
What does he know?
Well, he knows nothing.
He's dead.
He knows nothing. He knows how to be one of the greatest artists.
He knows there was no alternate side
all
yesterday.
World history.
There was no alternate side.
There was no alternate side. That's
I still
the
had
only
to feed
good,
the meter, though.
The only good thing about Christopher Columbus is that he gave us suspension of alternate side of the street parking.
Adele's friend fed the meter like 3 times while we were waiting for the baby to get out of the hospital. And we were waiting to be discharged yesterday morning. A lot of meter feeding.
Well, you got to still feed the meter.
We fed the kid probably 3 times while we're waiting, too.
You fed the kid for every time you went down to fill the meter.
The kid and the meter is on a one-to-one feeding basis.
You basically have to
feed the meter, feed the kid. Yeah, feed the meter, feed the kid.
You do have
feed
to
the
feed
meter,
them like
feed
every hour, every 2 hours.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Jeremy,
you okay?
Jeremy looks like he's cramping up.
I think Jeremy has a pile inside his ass or something.
No, he's grabbing.
Thanks.
He's grabbing,
27 minutes for his poop joke.
He's grabbing at his hip flexor.
I have a cramp in my leg in a weird spot, so
I'm
like kneeling in front of
it?
You guys.
Man,
like I'm
taking
trying to get knighted.
No, no, no. It's,
You know, I've got pretty strong hands because I'm a bass player. You want me to rub a little bit?
No, I'm going
to
stand up and hover weirdly over this microphone for a minute.
Oh man,
I'm actually good with this. This is not too bad.
Seeing him stand up.
Yeah, just Jeremy contorted in pain.
you just like it because it's easier access to getting you seltzer.
The only thing that would improve this is tacos being handed to us. Right.
Oh.
We'll go get tacos after this, gentlemen.
I like tacos.
Okay. Yeah. For the listener, those drops of liquid appearing on Danny are saliva and not sweat.
Right. There's no sweat.
Yeah.
I just did a sweat check. Everybody, I'm good. My sweat's good.
Yeah. We're all having anticipatory drool right now.
I don't even have pit stains.
It could be
right
the
now.
Perfect day actually today.
It could be the most 63 degrees.
Yeah.
That's optimal.
What the hell are we doing inside podcasting? Let's go get some tacos.
We gotta talk about
my kids some more? You want to talk about my birthday celebration?
Birthday celebration.
Yeah.
How many days have you been a father?
This is the fourth day.
Okay, so you're almost a weekend. One weekend.
Already exaggerating.
Well, I mean, I'm rounding up.
It's been 3 days. He was born Saturday night, okay. Like real late. I missed Lin-Manuel on Saturday Night
Great
Live.
Great episode.
Well, I sang the Wells Fargo song in The Music Man when I was a kid doing The Music Man, so I felt like it was not fair that I couldn't watch that. It was not fair.
Well, luckily there's a thing called the internet. And you can rewatch.
Well, not when you have kids.
I never heard of that. Does that get people famous?
No, it can
or what
be
is it?
Anywhere.
What do they use it
you
for?
Can do it anywhere. Usually on your phone too. So even when you have like 5 minutes, if you know you're indisposed in the bathroom, you can usually check out whatever you want to see.
So what's Jeremy's excuse for never having seen an episode of Pete and Pete?
It's not online.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Oh,
it's of course. Same it is.
Oh yeah, it is. Actually,
that's how anybody who watches the third season of Pete and Pete gets to watch it on YouTube and YouTube only.
I thought they gathered like critical mass. It was the last Friday of the month, and everybody got together in Union Square.
Critical Pete.
We could start that. I'm sure Pilot would be into doing that. A videology or something like that. Right. It could be a good thing.
Welcome to Critical Pete. We're glad you guys could make it.
Everybody gets together and just like yells tasty for a half hour and a mob runs around.
Jeremy's eyes will be taped open like Clockwork Orange.
So when I was shooting the shit with the crossing guard today on McGinnis, we both look, because it is besides being the perfect day, it's October. We both look when we hear a familiar tune. We look to our right. There's no ice cream truck in sight.
What
the fuck? Two cars from the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, official plates, official markings, are going up McGinnis Boulevard, and one of them is playing the Mr. Softee song out of a loudspeaker.
Really?
I have no freaking idea what that was on.
That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
That's worse than those clowns in England.
They're here now,
they're
too,
everywhere.
Man. There's a lot of clown action going on.
This is why we should have more quarantines before people bring their circus toys into the country. you could have clown spores all over that thing. You leave the toy, you leave the toy in a closet.
Clown spore is a great band name for the record.
But I'm saying you leave those toys in a dark, moist closet or a laundry room, and boom, you're going to have clowns everywhere the following spring.
God.
And that's
clown
what. And that's.
Can
but
you
I'm
imagine
saying,
a world
that's
of
what
clowns?
This, but I'm saying that's what this is people were leaving circus toys in their closets in dark, humid places
God.
Last fall. This is clowns emerging. You know what I mean? Like cicadas, but
well,
they
well,
have a
that's,
shorter
well,
cycle.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a much shorter cycle.
Shorter
cicadas
cycle,
are
yeah.
like 7 years.
What's
or something,
the gestation period of a clown?
Ooh.
Huh, is it 9
uh-huh,
months?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It depends on how long they're in that
46 honk cycle
in that spun sugar
for the listener.
Candy.
For the
cotton
listener,
candy,
let's
Dan.
Let's
yeah, it's
really,
called cotton candy. Yeah,
let's really get that Danny and Mike soundboard app off the ground because it would
please
be fun.
Somebody
yeah it would be fun.
With app experience.
Epic experience.
Oh boy, epic app.
Epic app experience. Yesterday was now.
I don't have any Epicac in the house. I figure the kid will throw up on his own.
Oh boy, Epicac!
I'm surprised
Ipecac.
We didn't do that as a man boobs thing ever.
What Epicac?
Yeah. Challenge? No.
You guys are definitely about body comedy and body horror, yeah. Which is an interesting, you know, like the films of Cronenberg.
Body
what
horror.
What did we do? We tried to do the condom challenge. We tried to do.
Well, we
the,
didn't. We just
well,
made a
we
thing
pretended
about
to
it.
Do, yeah.
Cinnamon challenge.
Cinnamon
Brendan
challenge.
Failed.
Brendan. I tried to drink a whole Four Loko in one sitting, and I puked real quick. That was a dumb.
The only that wasn't a man boobs thing. Just happened
one
to get
sitting,
it on video.
In one chat.
Turned into one. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good with the challenges. There was another one recently. It was pretty dumb, and I can't even remember what it was. I don't know why I brought it up.
But. Maybe we could do something like the Concord Grape Challenge. You just have to like eat a lot of Concord grapes, and they're delicious.
If we make it Pete related, it could be during the
Oktoberfest. No, that's already over.
Pete
right?
Meetup.
Was oh, on Critical Pete. Pete during Critical Pete.
Mm. Yeah.
No, that's you would have to have a blue tornado bar.
Yeah, or Orange Lazarus is either one.
You know, Cinema Family did a good
they did.
Thing
Orange
with that
Lazarus
thing.
Was all
and
right.
And tattoos.
That was fun.
Mini tattoos.
Yeah.
Mini tattoos. That was where I met Erin McGathy.
That's right. No, oh, Holly, you know, that's where we met Holly and
met
John.
Met Holly and John as well. But I met Erin McGathy there.
Yeah, Dan and... I think they were together then. Because Dan, that was the LA show, right?
Yeah, no, that was at the Orpheum, right?
No, I'm talking about the Cinema Family.
Yeah, I don't think she was at, McGathy was at, anyway, we got to get
I humbly withdraw my assertion.
Because, fact check.
Because my...
Fact check yeah, Tamborelli.
Fact check at Tamborelli. Quickest click in the West.
I ain't no clickbait.
I bring up Erin because we recorded an episode of This Feels Terrible. And I don't know when it comes out, but it will be revealing.
Which is another wonderful podcast on the Feral Audio Network.
On the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective.
Absolutely.
Not NBC.
Well, I don't know. That's where I went. Yeah, that's just where my mind went. So,
are we going to start boycotting NBC now?
Are there any, what do you call it, leftover? I haven't worked for NBC for a while. I've been mad at them. They were dicks. I worked on The Apprentice back in the day, to be honest.
You did? Did yeah. you hear all the foul stuff that he says?
I didn't hear any of that shit. But I'm sure that there's people that I knew from back then that still work on The Apprentice today and are happy with it. So good for them. You know, I want them to feed their families with
yeah. Hey, they're gonna get great ratings when he comes back.
Oh Lord. Well, Arnold. What do you mean when Trump comes back? No.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing is that they fired
Trump.
It's
now gone? He's gone? Well, gone?
He is, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is the new dude. Yeah.
I'm sure that Donald Trump will come back.
Yeah. It's going to be something different.
I'm sure he'll come back in January.
Well, I hope he comes back in January.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying that the episode with Erin is revealing, right?
Yes, we did
it. It's a live thing.
We did This Feels Terrible at the Annoyance Theater on Bedford.
Yeah.
It was down a basement. It was intimate. She had a buddy from improv come up named Michael, who was very funny.
Yeah.
They did some stuff together. She interviewed her dad and her uncle. Her dad and her uncle were there. It was awesome. Wow. Just right in the front row getting all of this. Like,
yeah.
Imagine if your parents were in the front row when you were doing some stuff.
Right.
So it was pretty heavy. It was cool. And I think my brother came too.
It's
My brother came.
He was there?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met your brother, to be completely honest. I'm sure you have, but
he's a real human.
Yeah.
He met my son. My sister came into the hospital too the other day. It was nice. Yeah, I'm get them over.
Yeah.
Now that we're nesting.
We were talking earlier that we're now gonna have set up the baby microphone stand for the fourth member of our podcast.
Yeah. It's weird that you were saying that he's already talking, so it's like 3 days old. He's already talking, so I can only imagine what he's going to say on
very pro-union.
On the cast.
I was wearing.
But I look forward to it.
If you can see my social media photos, I was wearing a Teamsters T-shirt when the kid was born, and I swear to God, he's a Teamster because when he was born, he already had 2 weeks of overtime. he already had 2 weeks of. He was doing September. He was born the second week of October.
So, 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, ladies, this guy's got pension credits. Marriage material.
Oh, that's a whole nother world. Playdates that you're going to enter into.
I realize that even though I decry gentrification and stuff like that, I do know people who live in Greenpoint with offspring, and I don't hold it against them for budding or
you did until
extinguishing
Saturday.
The clown spores.
Mm. Right.
No, like I don't hold it against them for reproducing.
What would be your ideal play date right now?
it only exists in my mind because mm-hmm. Carmine's Pizza would have to still be
R.I.P. Carmine's.
But maybe like a fall day like this, maybe a nice walk over to McCarran Park. Mm. You weave in and out of the water park because...
You're afraid of the water.
And there's kiddie swings there. He's a little tiny for kiddie swings. And then you could just walk past Drunks for 8 blocks down to McGolrick Park to the other kiddie playground. That would be nice. And then if you want to make a nice round trip, walk back up Driggs Avenue and go pay $25 for an entree at the Indonesian place. You have no business charging $25 for an entree. You have no business.
I can set up a play date for you over by McGolrick.
He's a little young for playing.
Well, no, I mean, just, you know.
Oh, because you know somebody in the area. Yeah. It's nice.
Good old Seth Olenek.
Yes, Seth Seth reached out to me and said he's been good. Just said if you need anything, if you need to ask about anything, I'm here. Yeah, I'm very happy for him.
Shout out to Seth Olenek.
Big up Visit SethOlenek.com.
And a nice family and a nice photographer. And
great photographer.
Let's support this guy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you need photographs,
of anything, except your kid. He's got a restraining order.
He always finds a way to get me to take my top off. In every picture that we take. When we did that one where we were wrestling, made me take my top off.
He didn't have a camera. We were just wrestling.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that was the weirdest part about that. He was like, hey, come up to my studio. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have a camera.
He held a rock in his hand and told you it was a GoPro.
We should take your shirts off
It's a new one.
Yeah.
And touch each other.
So it's a GoPro 5.
He has you an extra large non-shirt and enlarged now. So the next stop is medium Tamborelli.
Medium.
Oh, medium Tamborelli.
Topless medium.
If I get into a medium and can fit into a medium, that'll be the first time since probably
I'll eat my snapback.
Sixth grade.
If you get into a medium, I will eat my snapback.
Yeah. Buy a Michigan snapback and eat it. I'm actually mad that I'm in a large. I wish because I have a lot of medium shirts that I just can't get into anymore.
Oh,
because my body's expanding. I'm dying, basically. I'm starting to fail.
But you have an immaculate closet setup.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those college professors that never gets laid and then 20 years later shoots up his whole classroom. That's what it looks like in your closet.
Sounds about right.
So, I mean, without the blazers, obviously.
Have
you
been reading his diary? Because
no,
that's what's in there. Yeah. That's your fake diary?
What was the, yes, no, I,
that's the one just to make sure they see how many of his friends are snooping around.
That's right.
I leave that one out. Just be like,
this is my friend diary. This is not the real thing. This is the one where
I want my friends to think that
interior view. I give them a rosy interior view.
Everything is fine. Yeah. Thought about Danny and Mike a lot today. Yeah. Those guys are sure great.
There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
I know he hates us both.
Yeah. There's no hearts around the eyes and Mike. He didn't dot the eye with a heart.
Yesterday was World Mental Health Care Day. I thought about Danny and Mike a lot.
I mean, they've had a lot of those days. They had World Boyfriend Day the other day.
Yeah.
They had what?
World Boyfriend Day.
Was it
National Boyfriend Day? I can't remember. I don't know that there's so much of a distinction. I think you could date across
national boundaries. Calendar doesn't tell me that it's a holiday. I don't believe it's a holiday.
You still use
if GCal pops up and says, this Friday is Veterans, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's Veterans Day.
GCal, your manservant? GCal?
GCal.
No, I mean, somebody's job, just like it's somebody's dippy-ass job to come up with those dippy-ass names for prescription drugs, it's somebody's dippy-ass job to make it. They'll pay somebody else to say, today is National Hot Dog Bun Day.
Yeah.
And that's part of the super pack, which is actually Tony Pack. It's Tony Paco's super pack.
Did you hear about Tony Paco's?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so uh-oh. So the
fuck.
Day
don't is, tear down my eye.
No. Whatever. All presidential candidates.
Oh, fall down.
Whatever. Anyway, the day that video came up with Trump and Billy Bush talking dirty.
Go ahead.
Mike Pence was supposed to
be
at Tony Paco's in Toledo to sign one of those hot dog buns, and they canceled it.
Yes. Wow. Suck it,
so
Pence.
So he never got one.
Suck it, Pence. It's still just Sinbad and whoever else we saw. I took a picture.
I mean, there are a lot.
Yeah, there were good ones. Barbara Bush and Sinbad.
I like how they have, it's the weirdest thing that they have to make their own very specific plastic cases.
Yeah.
Like, where else would you use a hot dog plastic case?
there's hot dog plastic case manufacturing company
in China,
in Toledo.
In Toledo.
That's what's the only thing that keeps that company in business is Tony Paco's ordering.
Yeah. We make them all in-house. Yeah.
We can't. China came in and tried to buy the molds. We wouldn't sell. It's union labor here, but it's worth it. Everybody does a good job. They're proud of what they do. At the end of the day, you still got some time left.
I just thought it was really great because I heard Tony Paco's and my ears perked up, and then I heard Mike Pence and my ears didn't perk down.
They perked down.
Yeah, they perked way down. And then I heard canceled, and I was like, yeah!
Hell yeah.
Don't let him in, Tony.
That's due to the good contributions to Tony Pack. It's 100% tax deductible. Contributions under $250.
You know things are like bombing when they won't let you sign a hot dog bun.
See, this is
aren't going well. If they
Mike Pence extra burn because that just came from a vegetarian who said that.
I ate the vegetables when I was there. Actually, no, they had vegetarian chili. It was very delicious. Burn. Yeah, I don't apologize for that.
Let's go back.
I want to go back sometime.
Let's go back to the shores of Lake Erie. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great adventure, actually. That's they have ducks up there. If you guys are familiar with ducks.
The organism?
What are ducks?
Ducks are the amphibious vehicle that can be on both land and water.
I thought you meant the rarer but arguably more popular mighty duck.
Guys, there's a mighty duck right here, right now. Don't need to go to fucking
Ohio to go see a fucking mighty duck.
Okay, I'm right fucking here.
I'm a big fan.
Just because I wasn't in
second,
2 and 3
second film
doesn't what?
Yeah,
what?
He's referring.
I'm
to
I'm a big
second,
fan of the
yeah, second
film.
Film.
Not as good as the first. Wayne's World 2.
Didn't you have a
maybe better than the first?
Didn't you have a sister in the film?
Godfather 2. The first one.
I don't even think Wayne's World 2 is better. I mean, you don't have two without one, so you can't say
that. It's true. It presupposes.
You can't.
Its own purpose.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry to let you down.
Didn't you have a sister in the Mighty Ducks?
Fake sister, yeah.
Yeah. So was she in
Tammy.
The second? Tammy and Tamborelli.
Tammy and Tommy Duncan, yeah. Cute.
And was she in the
Cute
second
writing.
One? Was she in the second one?
No, we both weren't.
So maybe
the whole family got
I was say, maybe your family died
family
in a car accident
cut.
in between one and two.
Wow.
I think it's fun to exercise.
No, I was. They said I was too short. Well, my manager said I was too short, which
and
means
you said
that
too, you said short dog in the house with some player shit.
Short dog.
No, it got back to me that I was too short, and they had to go to the Goodwill games or whatever, so it didn't look like I grew enough, which is what my manager said, but who knows what they told my manager.
You could just be walking around on,
like, you
on
know,
the bronze.
We don't want them.
You could have the bronze podium the entire time, and then you would be a little taller.
Mm. No.
I would like to think that your family
died in a four-man bobsled accident.
They started a very lucrative hot dog plastic company.
Vacuum forming.
What do you think? I mean, do they shrink wrap though? I mean, the plastic thing is just for the plaque. So at this,
I think it's gonna be vacuum sealed.
Yeah, they have
get that air out,
like the finest delivery weed in Brooklyn.
Yeah, because none of them are moldy.
No,
right.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
There's nothing green about them.
Is there a Tony Paco's time capsule?
It is one big time capsule.
Yeah, that's true.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It's much smaller than it looks from the outside because it's got 7 feet thick cinder wall, cinder block
right,
construction.
We don't see behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't it be something if that's what's left?
Designated survivor. We found Kiefer Sutherland inside the wreckage of Tony Paco's.
On the East Coast, you have the Twinkie Factory. Yeah. In the Midwest, you have Tony Paco's. What do you got on the West? What's on the West?
What do you call it?
Lagunitas Factory.
There was an air raid, so I took shelter beneath this pile of Twinkies.
The West Coast needs a place.
The Red Vines Factory. Is that too...
It's a not scary farm. Which is usually Knott's Berry Farm, but in the
this
in
time
the fall
of year,
time,
yeah, this
not
time of
scary
year.
Farm.
The sriracha joint outside of in Southern Cal, the place where they grow all this, the place where they make all that hot sauce in Cali.
I thought they made it in China.
No, they have a. You didn't.
I thought that's where people's eyes were being burned.
This is my
stuff,
internet.
They
yeah.
made them. They made them slow down production.
Yes, in California.
Oh, that was in California? Yeah, I really thought that was an international thing.
After the harvest, yeah, they cook up all the chilies at the same time, and they're releasing a lot of...
Yeah, it just burns people's eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, they chose to
could also
live downwind.
There could also be that corridor on Interstate 5 with the... that I call the cow death... death area.
Oh, what's that? The something palace? The
cow palace?
That's the Niman Ranch, right? That you're driving by on 5?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many of them. There's a bunch of them. It's not just one. It's
just it's by the grapevine, and it really stinks.
Yeah, it really... It's one of the most horrendous smells you've ever smelled.
It almost ruined the trip from Pasadena to Santa Cruz, but there was... In-N-Out Burger on the way. Made it better. It made it better. And then, like I said, when we arrived in Santa Cruz, my friend's new roommates had a Street Fighter II machine in the garage. Oh, wow. I was like, I'm never leaving.
In the garage.
I feel safe. Mm. No one makes fun of my weight.
Did you see?
I'm size L. No one ever gives me hell.
That's pretty good. Bravo.
You're the
third best Weezer cover band in Brooklyn right now.
It's no small thing.
No.
Jeremy and I made a really stupid video for Jim Tews, and we put it up.
Former guest
on his Facebook, that was just like he taped himself in front of a green screen.
Oh, I love that green screen.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the reactions were very good.
Did you see?
You could use it for a lot. No,
that's fucked up, Mike.
Well, I don't know if he. I think ours was on Facebook.
I don't partake of certain social media.
Oh, that's right. I know you don't. I know you don't partake in that.
But I did see the source material, which is Jim in front of a green screen.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's really.
Did you put him in Delaware, like in Wayne's World?
No, we just went inside his head. So we just put. He's just like, oh, dude, you got it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's worth.
Maybe we'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the adventures of DannyandMike.com.
Yeah. For the listener, we'll put one of those, maybe a picture of my kid, a shot of Danny's large t-shirt.
Just the tag.
Yeah. The tag to prove that it's an L.
Just to prove.
No, you know what? I ripped the tag off.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, but I can show you a regular of the same, I can show you an XL.
Here's an XL.
The same next level T-shirt that we have. Yeah.
Here's an M.
Can't you see the subtle differences?
Look, it's different. Look, the shading. Look how it falls. The bias.
This is tighter.
Jeremy, you're really looking with finality at the recording board.
No. You know, it's funny that the reason we were looking at live birth footage was to make that video for Jim 2, is we were going to put that behind it, but then it sort of somehow relates to you having a child recently.
Thank you.
So. And the fact that we all had this weird feeling that on Wednesday that something was going to happen.
Yeah.
We both had that feeling. It's like, I think something's going to happen. We have all this stuff to do, the unmentionable with the guy we can't mention, and then...
Well, that sounds sketchy.
Hey, life grabs you by the pussy sometimes. You just gotta...
Can I get a Tic Tac, please?
You gotta grab back.
Yeah.
Fight the garbage.
I mean, that's a whole new thing. That's a $1 billion idea.
What's that?
Just
explaining to people why that's a bad thing. Yeah, that's a great thing because there's still people that I know that think, oh, it's just a word. Hillary said worse. Well, it's not about the fucking word, man. It's about this, you know what I mean?
It's about the mindset. It's about the mindset.
He thinks he's above. It just baffles me.
Mr. I am the law. What's that from, guys?
Jeremy, you got to go back to Ohio and tell people not to vote. Nobody vote.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. I know several that are voting for him, but a lot of my direct family are not, so which is a good thing.
It's good that you're still people you can talk to at holidays.
Exactly. It won't be, holidays won't be
as
horrible. Yeah, yeah.
As awkward. Yeah. With me, my family is just constantly expanding. So even if I, even if I alienate some Republicans, I have just as many people to talk to every year because my cousins always have a kid.
Wait, the Teamster's not voting Trump, right? Teamster baby?
I don't, my kid?
Yeah.
No, I've registered him in Pennsylvania because it seemed like a swing. It seemed swingier.
He was actually born in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
He's in a truck cab. It seems like a swingier state for me to register.
Right.
If you get no traffic on 78, it only takes about an hour to get to PA. So
yeah, I mean, tell that to the Hasidic coming back over the George Washington Bridge. That was, I'm sorry I put you through so much that Sunday night, but I knew I had to work the next morning.
Oh man,
I was trying to be positive.
You're B positive?
I'm O positive, and I think the kid is too.
Yeah. This is completely off topic, but I was going to mention this earlier when we were talking about wearing a Michigan hat and your aunt tackling you. I'm probably going to wear Bengals gear at our adventure for the on November 14th.
Here's the thing about that.
Well, I know
these
sit in your seats.
These
and
are
sit
my
in, it doesn't
seats.
Doesn't matter.
And I will disinvite you.
Wow.
If you wear Bengals
We've
gear.
We've announced this. We're going to tailgate. We'd like you, the listener, to come tailgate with
us.
We
are going
to
do all
Monday
those things.
Night football.
Jeremy,
it's
you can
be
involved.
14th.
You can be involved in all of that.
Well, then I'll buy a good ticket. Not your nosebleeds.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hey, I get it.
You know what? How dare you? That's how I learned about the sport of football.
Imagine if you
could
see
watching
it.
I can see it. I see it very well.
I learned it from watching you.
I see it very well.
I'm teasing.
Jeremy.
I like your seats. I've had them before.
Since I was a little kid.
And when he stopped bringing telephone books, he didn't mind.
He filled right into that seat.
Yeah, he filled the seat and the seat next to
him. I'm teasing. I am going to wear a Bengals shirt.
You can wear a hat.
I might even wear a Bengals.
No, you can wear one piece of clothing. You can wear one piece of clothing.
For the listener, if you see.
I only wear a sweatshirt and a hat, and you can't wear the same amount of stuff I wear.
For the listener, if you see a rando wearing Cincinnati gear next to Danny and Mike,
row 14,
box
section,
box his
323.
Ears.
Box,
there'll be no boxing
box
of ears.
Box his ears gently.
Popping the see what was it? Popping the buttons, boxing the ears,
busting buttons, yeah, and tensor hooks. Definitely twist his tensor hooks.
Old-timey
speak
today.
Why are you bringing this up at the end?
Well,
so
I was bringing
I can
it up
actually
so
be
that,
upset with you now for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, this,
no,
is, this means
that.
War. There's a
Three
constant,
weeks,
yeah, constant
weeks,
drumbeat.
5 weeks. I have 5 weeks to sit with this.
You sit with it. No, I.
It's
just
a thing, man. Unless we sell the tickets on you know,
Schmeg's list,
or however we get rid of our tickets that we don't go to, and then I don't care. But if you're sitting with me in my seats.
It could still be really warm.
I'm telling you that
he could be forced to disrobe.
I've never let people. I've had friends that come to games that are fans of the other team, but they respect when I say you're not wearing your colors because I have always sat in the visitor section. So I'm sit three rows in front of the visitor section. So behind me, there's a ton of fan baloney going on.
That's great.
We have some of the most fights. We have. It's a crazy section.
They ever rip your snapback?
And I don't
off?
Want. No, I don't. Never rip my snapback off. I'm wearing the whole.
Not since he brought Caroline to one of the games.
I don't, okay, you got me all worked up, guys.
I know.
He's very worked up.
Let me check your blood pressure.
I've never seen him so heated in a large T-shirt.
It's just a thing I have. I have a lot of friends from Philly who've come up to games. I have friends from Washington.
They're still your friends,
and they're still my friends, but they don't. They're not wearing colors when you're sitting next to me in my seats.
It's going to be chilly,
you
so
can
I, will
wear,
be, I will be have a shirt on.
You have
a
black on black.
Underneath.
You have this really nice black on black Bengals
hat. Like somebody,
and
sounds
you're
like somebody's picking
that.
Out your wardrobe for
I
you.
I think
and
so.
That's what you're going to wear.
And not a hat.
And maybe a t-shirt. You can have your little 8-bit Nintendo Bengals
I'm
going to
wear whatever the hell I want to wear first. Well,
it's
fully dependent on laundry day.
And it's not coming in the stadium if at 12:45 when we start walking to the
I feel like you're trying to control me here.
Local man found in recycling bin.
Yeah.
It's not about control, it's about respect.
I totally respect. I wouldn't blatantly wear, I don't think it matters, but I wouldn't blatantly wear, you know, a Bengals coat or a Bengals, you know, I know where I am.
Why don't you run out and get a starter jacket?
I would totally run out and get
a puppy starter jacket.
It's a little bit about respect. It hurts my feelings a little bit, but I also don't want to be the guy that has to protect you because it's not like that, dude. I'm in the visitor section.
I've been to Steelers games. I understand.
I'm just saying.
That's where the real 90 Steelers games. You go to one of those that you come out with bruises sometimes and a bruised ego.
And that was just the secondary.
Yeah. But the point of bringing it up is that we're going to be doing an adventure at the good old.
Yeah. We will.
Giants Stadium.
Before the next podcast, I'll figure out where we'll meet because we can get there early.
Yeah,
like the gates always open.
It's not a wedding, people.
Oh no, it's
you
a Monday
can,
night football
you can
game.
Get there
so
early.
It's a Monday night football game, so we can get there at noon.
We get there at
6
noon.
Hours before start time, so like 2 or 3.
Oh, I guess I'm taking that day off from work.
I'm going to borrow the grill.
You should definitely do that.
And Tuesday, the whole week, just take off. Bring the kid. I'll put him in some Bengals gear.
And you can watch me pull any Bengals gear off of Jeremy. Yeah. Just like my Aunt Carolyn, you better not be wearing a snapback. I'll actually have scissors for your fitted hat, too.
That is awesome.
For my fitted hat? See, I think I
made a money?
It's a... We've been to other games together, and I've worn Bengals stuff. I'm not an outgoing guy anyway, so I'm not gonna like. Blast
I'm not into
it,
making sex. I'm into having love.
Come give me a hat with the Bengals
snap
logo.
Snap me in the back if you're gonna take my hat. Carolyn to tackle me on the freaking lawn.
But get some tickets, Bengals Giants, the 14th of November, and we'll give you a shout. What section we're tailgating? You guys should come visit.
Yes, all fans of Danny and Mike will receive free binoculars to find us in the stadium.
we'll have free Danny and Mike pins for everyone.
We will.
Show.
That's right.
We're gonna ping our Danny and Mike transponder every 5 minutes for GPS geocaching purposes.
Right. Absolutely.
Well,
for the listener, I'd really like to apologize for calling Skilo CeeLo. That was dumb.
I like that now you have a segment that you apologize for.
Corrections.
Stuff from the last
episode. Corrections.
It's corrections with Mike. Michael Corrections Morona.
Has been the C stands for corrections. What was the last one we did? The live one? I guess that whole thing's been corrected.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm just going back to Akilah, the episode with Akilah. I'm ashamed about calling Skilo CeeLo repeatedly. Although it would have worked because CeeLo Green is, of course, short.
So. He is, but way funkier and more talented than Skilo could ever be.
Don't forget the sexual assault charges and the... And the exotic birds. It's all of a piece.
Mm. He did make two hell of records, though.
And...
Hell of a records.
Hell of a records.
I pluralized hell of a...
I think that is the name of your label, right? Hell of a records?
Should be. Here on out. Well, gentlemen.
Before we go, do you want to count the episodes?
No.
It's an actual actual list. We're sorry, listeners. We got ourselves confused too with the one shot and the extra shot, and we just want to make it
now
right.
We're just going to revamp it like a Starbucks menu. All the episodes are now going to be known as Venti Venties.
Yep.
And then you might eventually get a tall shot. Once in a while, you get a tall shot. But mostly we're going to have Venties from now here on out, guys.
What about Grande? Is that Venti? I don't drink Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Oh, it's delicious. You should try it.
I had a chai latte the other day from a local place.
Yeah,
not...
that's the way to go.
Oh, yeah. You want to hate a brand before we get out of here?
It's been a while. Any sort of healthcare?
No, I would like to big up Woodhall Hospital, Mrs. Campbell, Ms. Hall, Maria, Mrs. Torres, Mrs. Goldburn, who discharged us, Dr. Casey, the maternity center at Woodhall Hospital is fucking awesome. You should go there. You don't want to meet the people in the NICU, but if you go there, they'll take care of you. It's a good nursery.
That's great.
Good people.
Great.
And I do not hate them.
Delivered a healthy baby boy.
I will hate my health insurer in a couple of months. When this happens, we might start hating Oxford, but...
Save it for the podcast.
I'm saying, lately, just everything has been very fine. No objections.
All right.
Well, before we go, I do want to say that we're part of the Feral Audio Broadcasting Network, actually podcast collective. If you are so, is that the, you should do that underneath. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Before we go, I want to say that we're part of the Feral Audio Podcast Collective, and we are very proud of it. And if you're so inclined, go check out their website, feralaudio.com, and you can donate through the Amazon portal. Or you can listen to one of their other podcasts, which are great. I recently listened to a new one called Live to Tape with Johnny Pemberton. Very funny comedian.
There's Aramigathy's This Feels Terrible.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones there.
Stick around.
It's a lot of great entertainment for nothing. So unless you feel like you need to donate or could donate, then we would highly appreciate it.
Or shop.
Yeah.
You could do that.
That's right.
Well, if you shop, you're also donating in a way.
Yeah.
To the company you're shopping
at. It all gets back to the artists.
And then they donate goods back to you.
That's right.
In the form of ear.
It's kind of like the Trump. It's kind of like the Trump Foundation.
Well, let's not at all. That is at Michael C. Morona. This is at D. Tamborelli, and I'm at Ray Valen. So there's some plugs. There's our plugs for the episode.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate it.
Enjoy fall, guys.
It's here. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. The podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening. Feral Audio.